This afternoon, we are very happy to have with us Albert. Albert Da has been in the ashram for many, many years.
In 1943. January.
Can you tell us a little about those first days of the ashram when you first came and you first met Mother and you had Sri Aurobindo's darshan?
I need to read so many times.
Tell us.
What shall I tell?
tell how old were you?
I was only 18 or 19.
18 or 19. And what was the darshan experience the first time you saw Sri Aurobindo?
I just completely...
I see.
Close.
Many people have told me that. Temi told me that also, that she went blank.
Just...
Now, tell us about the early days of the ashram. What kind of work did you do?
I was first doing the ironing work. Ironing work. Nalini, Amrita, Pavitra, all those people clothes were there. Chandulal, their clothes I had to iron there in my place. Pretty charcoal ironing.
I see. How long did you do that?
I think around about 46 or 47.
And after that?
After that, tailoring.
Tailoring?
Tailoring was there. It was doing there at that time. It was my mother's department was there, tailoring. She was, doing the ladies' work. There I was there.
You learned from your mother?
No.
No?
Nobody. I asked mother to go and learn for it. She refused.
Ah.
She caught 2 ears and said, do you know the knowledge comes from outside? It is within.
And what did your father do?
My father was just arranging all the sadhaks, those who are coming from Gujarat. He used to arrange their residence and all. He was.
I see. How long was your father here?
He was since 1926. He was associated with Sri Aurobindo there in Baroda College.
I see.
And what was your brother doing?
Huh?
Your brother? Ashok Bhai, what he was doing when he joined the ashram?
I was studying.
No, Ashok Bhai.
Ashok Bhai.
Ashok Bhai also same thing. He was studying.
Working in tailoring?
No, first in tailoring. Uh-huh. Then afterwards the press started. So he had to go to Bombay, learn the press, typing and all. Then from there he came.
I see. Huh.
So first press, Gujarati, all this started by him.
Did you play any sports?
Yes.
What did you play?
We was running and all those things. Plus we had this, football is not much, but cricket was there. We started the cricket. Actually, there was no cricket at all. So when Govindaraju was there, we went there to his place, made leg guards, prepared there. Then ball and bat, we got it. So there we were playing, first in Rodia House. There we were playing. Then after that, it started.
And what brought you to the ashram?
Eh?
What brought you to the ashram?
So what brought me to ashram? See, actually speaking, I was in Bombay. There, here this Nantai, Padma was staying there, where this school boy who is staying. What is his name? In school he is working.
No, there are many boys are there.
No. Who is main thing?
Ravi.
Yes. Ravi's place? There, the lady used to stay there. She used to stay there. Her room was there, kept reserved for her. So all those things, I brought it. Then I gave it to, kitchen, all those things, because I didn't know what are the things are there. They may get spoiled, all those things. So I came early in January. So I came there. After that, I saw mother. I couldn't go out.
What is your experience when you first saw the mother? What is your experience?
Nothing. Just I see her and all, that's all, nothing else.
What, did you feel like she was your mother?
See, actually speaking, my mother was here. We were grown up with the grandmother. And grandmother was realized one.
Was?
Realized soul.
Oh.
There in the our own house, we used to sit in the evening. She used to say, keep quiet. The mother has come. And she was taking. Then we used to keep sometimes all this. Then after that, we inform here. Mother said, yes, I have been there to see children.
Did you teach mother or Srimanta's clothes?
Nothing, it was just it. No other thing. Yes.
Now he is asking if you sewed clothes for mother or Sri Aurobindo.
Stitching.
Tailoring.
Did you do any stitching?
Tailoring for mother's clothes, Sri Aurobindo's clothes.
The mother's that top one, gown one, that was Vasudha. I went there and Vasudha, I showed the how to do and all this.
Then
Vasudha started it.
Any of Srimanta's dress you prepared? Sri Aurobindo's dress, stitching or anything you did?
No, Srimanta's dress, nothing. That was, he has a shawl and a dhoti. Very to start.
Yeah.
He doesn't need anything more than that.
Yes.
It's a plain clothes.
Tell us about the people who were here in those early days. Tell us something about Nalini and Pavitra.
Nalini and Pavitra, for Nalini was...
You know them.
Yes, very well. Nalini was so nice. On 13 January, his birthday is there. So always, somebody used to offer him cloth. So cloth offering means 13th or 12th or 11th. Then he said, this is the thing, what shall I do, I'll wear. I said, don't worry, I'll prepare. So I used to prepare within a day and wash it and give it to him.
And Pavitra?
Pavitra, see actually, Pavitra, he used to have all these old trousers altered by me and he used to put on, not the new one. Mother was not giving anything. All old clothes, old trousers she used to give, asked me to alter it, and I used to alter it and put on there. Only once this Chandrakant's father, he came from Bombay and he brought some cream colored cloth. So there he got and he said, this is the thing. Then it was given to Pavitra. So Pavitra's one trouser and bush shirt prepared. And at least so many times we had taken trials. Mother used to come and say, this is this.
Huh.
Then we prepare it. After that, he used to put on that only when he used to go to Baccalaureate for examination. Huh. That time he used to put on. He say, Albert, only I am put on ashram clothes, not other clothes.
Mother would give you design also?
No.
She would tell you how to stitch?
No, not much.
No. She left it to you?
Yes.
Tell us about Amrita.
Amrita is a very nice man. Very quiet, very gentleman. See, he was a witty man, very witty. He was not serious as Nalini. They used to take tea there on the corner in the morning. Once I had been there, he said, Albert, you would like to have tea? I said, why not? if you are giving it. So I sat there and took the tea. Amrita was so soft and so all those things. Not a single word he will change what you are asking to tell to mother. Not a single word. Whatever you say, exactly he used to narrate to mother. Nalini may not do that. He will tell the juice. That is the difference between Nalini and Amrita.
Do you remember Andre?
Andre very well.
Very well?
Literally.
Tell us about Andre.
Andre, what to tell about Andre?
Well, what was his work? He was secretary?
Andre was not the secretary at all. Oh. I don't remember exactly. He came there in Golconda, he stayed there. Then afterward, I don't remember exactly. Because can't bluff. My point is that I can't remember what it is.
Mm-hmm. Bulada.
Bulada was so nice one. Bulada used to stay there in the front room. There near the staircase, that room is there. He used to sit there. And any time anybody comes, he used to get up, call from window, Mulada. Any message is there, he used to call there. He used to inform mother, Mulada.
Dhiman Bhai also used to do that, no?
Dhiman Bhai? Dhiman Bhai was inside that sitting. But Dhiman Bhai was not. Mulada's room is just outside on the window.
Yes.
So there they used to make contact easily. That's the main thing. Easy contact. Dhiman Bhai is inside. Here the Bulada is outside. That window is open. So they used to knock and inform him.
Mm. And he would take to mother?
Yes.
I see. Now I want to ask you about Champaklal. You must have many memories of Champaklal.
Champaklal was so nice. He used to wash Srivandu's commode and all those things. He used to come down, wash it and go upstairs. And there, with the mother, he used to be there. So always, anybody asking anything, he used to help. So sometimes he himself used to tell mother, this is for him. So nice one he was.
You had long contact with Harikant Bhai.
Harikant Bhai was... I was knowing
something about your...
Harikant Bhai was there having that department, that paper department, that corner one, there they used to make boxes. Harikant Bhai, Chiman Bhai was there.
Mm.
Then another, that Lallu Bhai was there.
Mm.
Yes, all were making the boxes and there prepare it and send it to mother.
I remember Lallu Bhai very well.
Lallu Bhai.
He was special.
Very nice man. Very nice man. Very nice.
Any interesting anecdotes, stories that you want to share?
See, I can't remember. See, all those things, it is mix-up things.
Mm-hmm. So how did mother guide you in training department?
Read nothing.
If you had any problems?
I went and asked her that I have to learn all these things, I don't know anything about it. Mm. She said, no use of going outside, caught hold my ear. Knowledge is within. You bring it out, it will be all right.
So you had no complaints from prospective members regarding stitching?
No, earlier that Kanaida was making it. So Kanaida was making it, all those things, sleeve is this much. So that any size, whatever he is prepared, we were expected to put on. Then when I came, this Kanaida asked me to help him. So I started helping him. Just after helping, people used to go ask Kanaida, we want to go to Albert, not to you. So poor gentle Kanaida, he was cannot refuse.
Oh.
So where he used to get the clothes? He used to buy?
Prosperity. Prosperity was there, the store is there, this Satya Karma's office, upstairs there is a storeroom where Mansubha is staying. It was a storeroom. There cloth used to be kept.
So asking is to buy the clothes or devotees?
Some people offer, some we have to buy it also.
Did you write to mother?
Huh?
Did you write questions to mother?
So I didn't write much a question. Hmm. Just ask orally and then finish. No writing.
No writing. Huh.
Always straight away. Direct. This is, direct. This is what shall I do? She is to guide. So once it happened, so when in Delhi, when Avinash was there, he asked something and mother has sanctioned it. When I went there, you got it? I said, mother, I haven't asked anything. I won't ask anything. Then she said, I must change your name. That time she changed my name from Avinash to Albert.
Oh.
She wrote it and gave it.
She changed the name on her own.
She explained so many things for Albert, but I don't remember exactly. Only one remember, that Albert was a king there in France. That much I remember.
Did you play tennis with your mother?
No, not at all.
Did you watch her play tennis?
No.
Did you go to see her? No.
I used to go see her, but not tennis.
Mm-hmm. And what about playground? Can you remember anything about playground?
Playground?
March past?
Yes.
Mother's talks?
Yes. We used to sit there and clothes were stitched by me. Actually speaking, I had department to close all those things. And blue group, we were sitting there. And idly sitting there. So Chandubhai and Chandrakant said, why should we not march past? Then we march past with our own clothes. Then we change the group. Group view.
And that's how the group colors started?
No, group colors started.
No, the group blue. Colors.
Blue.
The blue.
Blue color started there. Then there was this Puranis, Dhoti group was there. That was Dhoti group called. They used to put on Dhoti and...
Tell us about Purani.
Purani was a big athlete in Baroda. Purani brothers, they were both brothers. His brothers both were made all gymnasium in whole Gujarat. Whole Gujarat, everywhere they went and made all gymnasium hall. So that the boys can have good health and all those things. Chotu Bhai, his brother's name was Chotu Bhai. And his Purani, Ambalal Purani.
Yes.
So Purani came here and Chotu Bhai was there. He was making all this arrangement in Gujarat, all the state.
For sports?
Huh?
For sports?
For learning exercise and
all.
Gymnasium hall. Every town, they opened the gymnasium hall.
I see. And when he came here, what did he do? Purani? What did he do in the ashram?
He was only a writer there.
So
he used to write things, all the things.
So you must tell us about Pranab.
Pranabda.
Yes. Some story you remember about Pranabd?
Pranabdas, many things are there.
Tell.
So Pranabdas, his birthday and my birthday is 1 or 2 days different. And 1 year early, he is older than me. So we used to go to mother and all those things there. He used to...
I am remembering also Ambu.
Ambu is a, we used to take tea there every day in morning. Ambu used to prepare tea. I, Harikan, Jayantilal, another Chiman Bhai was there, So many people used to go there, Ambu's place, and take tea. And on the there one day, on taking tea, some people came from outside and there, asking for Ambu's help. So Ambu went there, take them and bring them. Then he came there, sat there, just lie down, and they finish.
I see. I didn't know that.
It was in Nantai only.
Nantai only.
I see.
We were taking tea, he slipped down. Then we started asking Nipenda to come. Before that, he's finished. Hmm. We used to go joke that if you die, we will hang your skeleton here so that nobody will come in your room.
So, did mother say anything about his asanas demonstration?
Huh?
Did mother say anything about his asanas demonstration he used to give at the playground?
Yes, that I don't remember.
But you are very close to Ambu.
Yes, very close.
Very close.
Very close, very much close. I used to know only Ambu and Harikan when I came, nobody else.
Oh.
Because Ambu used to come to our house in native place. In native place. His maternal uncle is from our native place, Purushottam.
Purushottam.
Who was in charge of prosperity. Mm-hmm. He was in the native place here. It was a maternal uncle place. So he used to stay there and going to gymnasium hall, and with my father he used to come at home, and there my grandmother used to make this millet bajra powder, milk, and keep him for him.
Alberta, you are working in the prosperity for many years, and you are very close to Harikan Bhai. So can you please tell us how did the prosperity start? How does it begin and mother started giving prosperity?
Prosperity much earlier. That is Purushottam place it started. It was started earlier. Purushottam was in charge. Prosperity. He started. He was very much organized man. Purushottam. Very much organized. All things he is there.
So mother used to give prosperity. Those days, herself.
The mother used to come there and sit there and distribute there. Then after upstairs, she used to sit and upstairs there. Then afterward, it is Dhuman started giving it. My mother, so Dhuman and Harikan, they were giving it.
Do you remember much about building of Golkond and Udar?
Golconda much earlier than we came. Much earlier they started. It was much earlier. Udar was working there with trousers and all that thing. And in Harpago, he used to make hinges. The brass, he used to melt them, make them. Hinges was made by him. Brass hinges. Brass metal used to get, make them, the boil, make them liquid and make them.
When he came to the ashram, what was the strength that time? How many people were living?
That time 150 or something like that.
Hmm.
And the departments?
Little by little it is grown. It is that time very few departments were there. Laundry was there, bakery was there. Other department one by one it started.
Can you tell us about bakery?
Bakery it is long back started. It was here, this in school it was bakery earlier. And the bakery was here in school. School ground, that first room is there. There the bakery was there. Then it's that is why their school name is Bakery House. Its name is Bakery House. Then this was bought and then it is changed. That Kiran used to prepare there.
What was your favorite sport?
Favorite sport? Only running.
Running? More than cricket?
No, cricket was...
Cricket number one.
Cricket was once a week, not more every day. We can't play cricket. But running was there.
Running.
Early morning we used to get up. I, Chandrakant, Vishu, go for running there.
On beach?
Beach is not... She didn't allow the beach to run.
Where did you run?
That sport ground.
So mother has watched your competitions.
Eh?
Mother has watched, seen you running in the competitions.
Yes, that is there. That running, I was not doing anything. That is Chandrakant. I just only for my fancy I used to run. Not for any demonstration.
Hmm. And Chandrakant, you have known long time, huh?
Chandrakant was playing tennis with mother and all. Mm-hmm. He was Chandubai was doing.
Can you tell something about your tailoring department? How many workers are there? How many clothes you stitch every day?
We have to write a report.
Ah.
Every day what is done. It was report is given, mother is to sign there. Every day report is given. Who is making what? And he's to sign there.
So how many workers we have in the tailoring department now?
That time only, it was earlier mending work, mending and ironing work. That time only two workers were there. After that, when tailoring started, it was that one by one it is increased.
You have how that, many now? About eight?
That
ten?
Time only three or four. Then after coming this, this Chettiar house, that big hall, and so many workers were there.
Now employed. We have how many? Some 10, 15 workers?
About eight tailors or something like that.
And how many clothes you stitch per day?
Per day there used to be at least, each tailor used to make two, three, like that.
And you have some workers who are working with you from many, many years? The Tamil workers?
No, they were local workers there. They were employed there, here. That Lilavati Dutt used to come there. Kakima. She used to come there. She was knowing little tailoring. So she used to come there, guide for girls.
So who haven't we covered yet? What people we have to remember? Think a bit about some people.
You have been working in the tailoring department for many years. Even now also, you see you work morning, evening. You know, you work very hard. So you don't feel like relaxing. Always you want to work.
Work is the only body's prayer, boy. That's the only body's prayer. What else? Whatever we do, it is nothing. Comparatively, it is nothing.
So you have full satisfaction.
Yes, that is there, no doubt, but it is nothing.
But whenever in difficulties, even now, after mother passed away, whenever you had problems, so we have got the mother's guidance, some way or the other.
That is always there. She is always there to guide. Only we have to open it. We have to remain open and she will always guide you. Nothing. Only it depends upon you. How much you, aspire for it and depend on her. Otherwise she is always there. She is always helping, no doubt.
What are the interesting developments you have seen in the ashram from the time you came, what, 50, 60 years, what are the changes you see in the ashram?
There are many changes are there. See, actually speaking, earlier days, Sudhi Sarkar, they were used to collect the papers and all those things, making pulp then in the school. and making paper from there, or kiran. Then after that, this garden was purchased, and then the paper department started. And there is Kiran, the whole wall. He has prepared the bricks and he has made the whole wall. He alone.
Yeah, Kiran used to work in corner house.
Yes.
Very interesting person.
His whole wall is prepared by him. Prepared there, bricks and everything, one by one. Because that was an open garden. That garden was open.
Yes.
There was no boundary. So he made all these boundaries.
So those days, sadhaks used to work many hours, 10, 12 hours.
No hours was counted. It is left to you to how much to work.
You still enjoy working.
How many times in one day did you see mother?
Mother, the time, so many times you can go and see her. That time, 5, 6 times it used to be there. But if there is work, then only go. Otherwise, why to go? She was allowed to go, that is serious. But I was not going, only when the work is there, I used to go. Once, yes, that is correct. Morning and evening, that was correct.
So everybody used to take the report?
Yes.
Telling and she will sign?
Yes. She used to sign there. All the report books are there.
Still there, from beginning.
Yes.
Ambu used to collect all antique things.
Ambu was having a many big collection.
It's almost there. Museum.
Museum, it's a museum, very good. Even the elephant tooth is there.
So what people are your hobbies, what you...
People used to bring things and give it to me. That also is there.
So what are your hobbies?
My hobby is nothing, this is just enjoy yourself, that's all.
I see you used to walk in the
beach. That is walking, it's all right. That is walking from the beginning, that is, I like walking.
So you have the full satisfaction of your sadhana and progress in the ashram?
That is, not I am doing it, his mother is doing the sadhana. I don't do anything. I don't do anything. It is left to her. Sadhana side, it is left to her.
Good. Thank you very much, Albert. Thank you so much.